Welcome to the Polyrock Radio Special. This program features a band based in New York, Polyrock. Their music has a sharp electronic edge within a danceable rock format. Polyrock's debut album was co-produced by classically trained avant-garde composer Philip Glass. This marks Glass's first venture into pop music. In this program, we'll be speaking to Polyrock co-producers Philip Glass and Kurt Mukasey. And now we present the music of Polyrock.
My background is a classical musician from the sense that my degree is from Juilliard and I studied with Boulanger. I have a very straight background in classical and what is called conservatory classical music. I've been lucky in that I've met a lot of different kinds of people and I've been exposed to a lot of music all my life, and I've had the training so that I could take advantage of things like that, of working with various different kinds of people, everyone from Darius Milhaud to Ravi Shankar to well, even working with a group like Polyrock, that's important too. I don't really, in my own listening experience, I don't make a lot of distinctions. Like everybody else, all my records are mixed together. You know, like the Police, the B-52s, I'll be right next to the Verdi Requiem and a Bach cantata. I don't really think of music as classical or popular anymore. I just think of the music I like to listen to and the music I don't like to listen to.
This is the first project the two of you have taken on for
an outside project. Yeah,
we are co-producers on all my records. Now, in terms of taking that partnership outside of my music,
this is the first time we did it.
Why? Why Polyrock?
Well, you mean why this band? First of all, we began talking about the possibility with Nancy Jeffries here at RCA
about a year and a half ago.
And it was her idea that because of my known interest in new wave music and Kurt's known experience in it, that we would be good producers. So what we said was that if we could agree upon a group, that would be something that I would be interested in a kind of experimental way. And we spent about a year going around, and we listened to a lot of bands, and we settled on two or three that we thought were interesting, and then finally it got down to Polyrock. And in terms of Polyrock, we did not want to go and pull some kind of Svengali trip.
Yeah, we didn't have to go in and create something that wasn't there. It was just basically helping them.
We figured the material was together, and what they lacked was the 10 years of experience in the studio that we had, and that was where we could help. We had this kind of midwifery kind of relationship to the music, but I felt that, and Kurt did also, that it was inappropriate, of course, to impose a different creative spirit on it or idea.
But yeah, we really didn't want to dominate it.
That's how we saw ourselves. In a way, we picked people that we felt were going to be successful whether they work with us or not.
I'm not afraid to die.
whenever we go into the studio and work, we never like say, okay, now let's make this guitar sound like the Eagles. It's like we never use that point of reference. It's always, what kind of sound do we want for this to make it sound correct? And actually, that's one thing I've noticed in working with a lot of producers in the studio, is they come in and say, okay, I want the drums to sound like the Eagles, I want the organ to sound like something or other, you know, and I want a Keith Richards guitar sound there. But you find that really creative people just come into the studio and they listen to it and say, okay, let's get that kind of sound on that instrument. Now, it may be the same sound, but they never use that reference of somebody else. They always just decide what they want it to sound like and get it to sound like that.
Because they're not thinking in terms of pre-packaged music.
And the same with the Pyrock album. We would listen to the tapes and say, oh, well, this sounds like it might work there. Let's try it. We never said, okay, Tommy, do like a David Bowie solo there.
Really? Or let's hear a Robert Fripp lead guitar thing there. None of those references were ever used by us. The standards were internal.
The Polyrock Radio Special will continue right after station identification.